As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
What up, Cave Goblins? I'm Doug Vandelay, and you're listening to Comedy Zeitgeist, an all-new comedy podcast where we talk to comedians about comedians. I'd like to start off by acknowledging that this podcast is recorded in unceded Musqueam territory. Big hello to those of you listening on CITR 101.9. I'll be taking over this time slot from Nico McEwen of Finding the Funny while he travels to the ISS to train for the 2008 Beijing Olympics. I'm here in the Goblin Cave with Carla Maher and Raquel Belmonte, Vancouver's very own Sugar and Spice, the Carmella duo. How's it going, guys?
Good.
I love that Sugar and Spice intro. Yes.
Who's Sugar, who's Spice?
I mean, I'm obviously the Spice.
I don't know. I can be spicy.
Nah, let's be honest.
Come on.
I'm a spicy
you
little
You can be pretty sweet.
No, not today.
Oh, come.
I don't know how. No, I'm Italian. I have to be spicy.
So maybe you're both like a bit of cinnamon sugar or something.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
That could work. How's your week been? You been working hard?
Working hard. Getting ready for the next show that's happening on Saturday.
May 26th at Little Mountain Gallery.
At 8:30 p.m.
Yeah. What have I been doing this week? I've been just auditioning and recording and doing lots of writing, lots of that kind of thing, getting ready for the show.
Mm-hmm.
What are you recording at the moment?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say,
secrets.
Let's just say you might hear me in a movie pretty soon. I do voice acting, so it's not, you won't see my face. You'll hear this cigarette chamber and hopefully recognize it's me.
Oh, well, I'll listen out for that one.
Yeah.
So, I think it was last weekend. You guys were at the fundraiser for Little Mountain Gallery for the new bathrooms.
Yeah.
And how did that go in the end? You guys hit the fundraising goal?
Oh, actually, this hasn't even been posted yet. But we definitely hit our fundraising goal. I probably won't say the amount because I want to leave that to the official accounts. But yes, we definitely far surpassed it. Not as much as last year, which was like a landslide. But yeah, we will definitely be having some bathroom renovations in the near future.
We're so secretive today.
I know.
Yeah.
So we
want to hold it all in.
Yeah. Not mine to tell.
If we weren't on the radio, we could crack open some beers and get some secrets out of you. But
yeah.
We don't do that on public radio here. So.
No.
So I think since I got to Vancouver in July last year, it seems like you two have been exploding, and so has the group you're with, Nasty Women. I'm just wondering how the two of you got involved with that group.
With Nasty Women, one of the members, Jenny Rubé, she, a dear friend of ours, she got together all of her friends and fave ladies that she's performed with and made this super group. So it's really all Jenny Rubé's fault. It's a Jenny Rubé's fault. But the reason why we all came together was because we did the Del Close Marathon in New York. Like, we submitted as Nasty Women. And that was our first, not our first show, but yeah. That's what it was made for the Del Close Marathon.
So what was the first show then?
The very first show was an improv show that we guessed, or it wasn't an improv show.
It was a fundraiser.
A fundraiser
for a play company?
Yeah, for a theater company, all-female theater company called Virgo, I believe. And we did that at the Fire Hall Arts Center. And yeah, we just did an improv set. It was just a few of us at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was just the rumblings of the beginnings of Nasty Women forming.
Well, so in my research, I was listening to a few podcasts you guys were on. And
oh, no. What have you dug up?
Wait,
No. Did you go deep in the past?
I don't know. Now I'm curious. What are you...
Let's see what you got first, and then we'll go from there.
Well, why don't we start with you, Carla? I was listening to... there's a game open on my phone.
Which game?
It's called Almost a Hero, and it's like one of those incremental clicker games. You ever play, like, Cookie Clicker or something?
Oh, yeah, Cookie Clicker, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those time sinks. It's one of those things, one of those games where... I always like to play them, and I hate to talk about them. They're just not interesting at all. It's like, basically, I'm just clicking and trying to get the number bigger, and there's no end goal, and I'm not learning anything.
Nope.
What was I doing? I was looking for the alternate riff story.
Oh, yeah. That's
Jeff
our friend. Yeah.
And Kurt.
Yeah, Jeff and Kurt.
Jeff and Kurt, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Jeff and Kurt. Sorry I interrupted you like a big meanie. Continue.
You're welcome, Jeff and Kurt. But I was listening to the Halloween episode, and I heard you do a tarot reading for them.
Yeah. I sure did. When did they find out that I did tarot readings? I'm trying to remember. But
it came up in an earlier episode.
Oh,
I think.
They came in the first episode and kind of linked into, like, we were talking about, I believe, the animation that I worked on, Witch Problems, and then... And I said, oh, yeah, I actually do read tarot cards. And they're like, oh, and they thought of it for a future episode, which was a Halloween special with Jenny from Nasty Woman. Got to read her tarot cards and then Kurt's in another episode.
So you're a famously an improv comedian. How would you feel about doing a tarot reading for me right now?
Oh, what? Okay, this is interesting. Oh my god.
We got some tarot cards.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, I love this.
I have this bundle of sage and cedarwood.
Oh my god.
You wanted to clear the air, smudge the room, as it were?
I'm very amateur. Like, I am very amateur, and this is, like, very different from what I do, I guess. Yeah, I can try. I don't know the actual meanings off by heart.
We have a computer and some internet here if you need to look anything
okay.
up.
Okay. It is some, very different because, like, when you're doing when you're reading the cards, this is so nerdy and so dumb. The energy is different, you know, depending on the deck that you're using.
I'll hold your mic and you open it.
So we got some amateur tarot reading on an amateur podcast with no mic stands.
No, these look at these guns. These are the mic. This I can come in every time you record and just.
You're gonna be our mic stand now.
I'm looking at the sage that Doug has passed over to me. I am not familiar with what it is. Also, a gem just fell out of the.
I think that's black quartz.
Okay, black quartz. Mm. There's
cedar maybe as well.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. I do not know. This is a brand new deck. Usually, yeah, you would use your own deck because that has a lot of your own energy. So I don't know how well this will go.
Do we need to make some space for you here?
Yeah, we might need to make some space. I don't know. I'm going to try this out. Will this set off any fire alarms?
Oh, yeah, we totally have smoke alarms in here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see how this goes. I'm going to put down the mic and then do my thing. But, Raquel, why don't you talk for a bit?
All right. While Carla is setting that up, so I've heard you're a big fan of Riverdale.
Oh, don't get me started on Riverdale. I hate that I'm a fan, but I am a huge fan.
That's, like, I think... Everyone, bar my sister that I've heard talk about that, has the same feelings towards it. It's like a very guilty pleasure.
Oh, it's trash.
Is part of the appeal that you can recognize places around town?
You know what? Funny enough, no, not for me, because I'm very bad at Vancouver. I've lived here all my life, but I don't recognize landmarks. I don't recognize things. I don't know if my brain has the capacity for Vancouver, so I never really notice. I found out after a few episodes that it was filmed in Vancouver. Smells good. Oh, hello. Do you watch Riverdale? Have you watched an episode?
No, I haven't. I've been meaning to get into it. Like, Talia watches it, and I'm Talia, the producer, sitting
Talia,
up in the booth.
We have so much to talk about after the season finale.
And I'm still telling her not to give me spoilers, but at the same time, I have very little intention of starting, but I might. I might, especially after today.
There's hope.
So I want to go off on a little tangent here.
Yeah.
So in my very first ever interview I did with some very big podcasters. You guys familiar with Last Podcast on the Left? Well, anyway,
they sound like something I should know, though.
Oh, it's cool. It's like a true crime comedy podcast. One of the guys was in Wolf of Wall Street.
What?
So they're like, and one of them was like running for Brooklyn Borough President. So they're like actual people with actual jobs.
Which guy in Wolf of Wall Street? Sorry.
Oh, he's the otter. He's one of Leo's. You know Henry Zabrowski.
Oh.
I got some feedback on it afterwards, and so I asked them a fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Which, as I found out later, is kind of a bit of a cute question they get asked a lot. So I was a bit embarrassed about that, but as a, I'm not going to ask you a fuck, marry, kill of Riverdale.
Oh, well, you can. Know that you can. It's on the table.
I know you've got one in the barrel.
Oh, yeah. Preloaded always.
So where we are currently in the Riverdale canon. What do you think that Archie's fuck, marry, kill would be?
Oh, God. Archie's fuck, marry, kill. Okay. Mary, I think he'd marry the ghost of Miss Grundy. Spoiler alert. Fuck anybody. Literally anyone with a hoo-ha on the show. I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say. So if you want to bleep a hoo-ha,
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah. So Mary, ghost of Miss Grundy. What was the other one?
Fuck, marry, kill.
And literally any woman on the show. Kill? I think he's going to kill Veronica's dad. I think he wants to kill Veronica's dad.
I watched one bit of Riverdale when I came home the other night, and it was right at the end of... Tully, which episode did I see the end of?
The finale?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
and there was something about Veronica's dad, right? Like, oh my God, he's my dad, or it was my dad. Anyway,
yeah, he's a monster. He is a Mark Consuelos, Hiram Lodge. I like calling him just Mark Consuelos.
That's the actor's name?
Yes.
It's like whenever you see Jimmy Smits in something. He's Jimmy Smits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't. There's no separation. It's just who they are. He's a monster on the show, but in a way where you're like, the acting's really not the best and everything just sucks about it. So
it's just like a soap, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He just comes across that much worse. Mark Consuelos, if you're ever going to listen to this, just know I'm kidding. I'm sorry. No, that apology is more for Kelly Ripa, who is his wife.
In real life?
Yeah.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Junior.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
I can sing a song if you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
I've been, one of the other things I've been doing this week, I'm my cousin's maid of honor for her wedding, and I've been begging her and her fiancé to let me sing Man, I Feel Like a Woman with their, like, 10-piece band at their wedding. It's not going so good, but I've been sending a lot of text messages. I got the bridal party on board today. They're like, yeah, we'll support you.
So is this like a demo reel for the bride?
I need this. If you could just send me a copy of that chunk. No, I won't sing. That would be horrible for everybody.
I mean, if you do want to, we can put the music in post.
Okay, maybe after, just so
maybe
she
doesn't we'll do a shred. All right, let's change tack then.
Yeah.
So on that same podcast, I think, where you brought up your rheumatoid arthritis, I think that was on it. Podcast versus Podcast.
I think so.
Yeah. And you had this idea for a Guy Fieri podcast. And I felt almost personally offended with some of the remarks against such a wholesome human being.
Oh, that Piers was making.
Yeah.
Yes, I took offense also. I was with you. I feel that pain. I was like, he's so nice.
He's so wholesome. Nice, like, yeah. He's a douche, like, granted. Like, he's a missing member of Smash Mouth, and we all know that.
Oh, yeah.
But he just goes in there. I've never heard him say a bad word about anyone.
No. And I don't think he would. Even there was a thing, I can't remember what the famous restaurant reviewer's name was, but he gave his restaurant like a really shitty review. And he didn't even say Guy Fieri didn't say anything mean back to it. He was just like, oh, it happens. And, you know, he was just saying it because of this, this, and this. Not like...
Have you ever seen the Djibouti dubs?
No.
So there's this guy on YouTube, Djibouti. He's been doing dubs of infomercials and things for ages. And he's got a whole series where he does lip reads of diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start crying.
I've loaded up an episode.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, my God.
this is my favorite one. All right. So if you want to look this up at home to get the visuals, I mean, the audio will do the trick, but it's called Hot for Hungarian.
Hot for Hungarian. I'm going to put that in my phone.
All right.
It's a cold day to be coming in hot. I'm craving a bowl of soup or a blowjob, but I'll take whatever I can get. Let's do it. What's going on with that red bow tie, brother? What do you think this is, prom night? Don't get ahead of yourself, hotshot. You gotta wine and dine me first.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of woke up like this. I'm still pretty shit-faced.
Yeah, I was up all night drinking mayonnaise. But all right, let's make some soup.
Let's start with some bacon.
Whoa, 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 don't use it all.
Don't even think about it. You'll spoil your appetite.
Yeah, uh-huh. Shut up, Bowtie. I know what I'm doing. Let me check that for poison. No, no. That's poison. It's starting to look like diarrhea.
I think we're done.
Not quite. Let's go a little Dragon Ball Z on a Big Bang Attack.
You know, I was more of a Krillin kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people like to use this for seasoning also. I don't. I kind of just like to sit on it. Give me a pickle. Do you have lettuce?
We sure do.
I need some to wipe my ass with while you watch the soup.
Sure.
Okay. I'm feeling like a Super Saiyan. Inhale it. Don't just swallow it. Watch, I'll show you. Breathe in from the belly, not the lungs. Just like this. Here we go. Most people don't know you can breathe through your belly. Way to go, Bowtie.
I got love for the soup, and I'm definitely a meat girl.
You gotta try the gravy donuts.
My favorite is the soup. Oh my God, it's so good. I just...
Time to bust a move.
He's just having a good time. Being a nice guy.
All right, well, this party's getting weird, so let's get out of here quick. Start the Camaro. My favorite thing about Trip Dip D is going all the spots to show me love. So here we are in New York, where they show me so much love that actually
got his hair done.
Like, I think he did.
Yeah.
Like, between the last scene and this one.
Yeah.
Pre-game grub it, maybe sweet talk a foxy lady while we're at it. Flavor Town's this way. So what you got? We're gonna make a penis pancake.
Right down to the roots.
A what? Penis pancake?
Potato pancake.
Oh, something's on your mind, huh? Whoa, yeah, I'm glad that's not a pud. Looks like it'd be a rough ride. So not only does she have one hell of an arm, but she's got a rump roast back here. I could slow cook all. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. I want to smash your mouth.
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I mean it. Turn the cameras off. Let's do it.
Oh. I'm dead serious. I've been using that line for years and it's never worked.
I'm just messing around.
It almost worked.
Oh my God.
In order to enjoy it, you gotta like move your tongue around a lot.
I like that you pronounce his name correctly.
Yes, I was.
You don't hear that a lot.
Thank you.
Have you tried the penis pancakes?
No way, that's gross.
This guy's full of shit. I seen him down a whole stack of them.
Oh, there was one time. It was a small stack, though. But I'm not gay.
You're not gay. You're super gay.
Guy's Grocery Games. What's the other? He has another one, and sometimes he guesses.
Does it have triple alliteration as well?
One of them was. It was like, buh, ooh. I'll look it up after, but there is another alliteration one. But I watch it. Every time I go to my parents' house, I always watch the Food Network, and I'm very disappointed if it's not a Guy Fieri marathon. But just from watching that all the time, I'm like, he wants to be called Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Guy Fieri. I have respect for this man.
Yeah, he's he's got a strong heritage, and he's sticking to his guns. Shall we watch the last 30 seconds of this?
Yes, game? I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. I mean, this is a podcast, not a YouTube session, so we should be talking to each other, I guess. I mean, I could have just queued up like an hour of videos or something. That would have been a bit easier.
Now you know for next time.
Hmm.
I'm just saying. I don't want to give notes, but...
Yeah, what?
Fuck you. Can't you see we're trying to eat here? Smash Mouth's first album? So good.
Vatos, make sure you click subscribe, like, and share, and get down on all that Jabuti Dub social media for bonus dubs, and I'll catch you here next time on Triple Dipple Dirt.
Oh, I love that.
There's heaps of them. There's maybe 10.
You need to send me this.
I will.
Yeah, that needs to go around ASAP to my family, who also love Guy Fieri.
I'm really happy you said that the part of that, the one part of the Guy Fieri is Guy Fieri. Fieri? Yeah. Fieri? Fieri? It's almost like there's a D in it.
I know, yeah. It kind of, yeah.
Fieri?
Fieri. You did it.
I did it. All right. Great. So there's a piece from a Chaotica article you wrote that really resonated with me.
What did I write for them?
And so it was a list of rules about university. And number 6, everybody in university chews like a fucking idiot. And I agree with you. University students are animals that don't even chew with their mouths closed, and they only consume foods with the squishiest textures like tofu or bananas. Rack. Nothing should permit you to chew like a llama, not even the fact that your parents are paying an estimated $5,000 per semester to get you through your health sciences degree.
Who are you? I don't know why that's on. Oh, I know why. I used to have a blog, and I have not looked at it.
Your picture was on this.
Yeah, from like years ago. I want to say like 6 years ago, maybe. But that probably came out like 3 or 4 years ago,
right?
Maybe. Yeah, weird. I don't know my WordPress login, but guess who needs to go on there and probably delete it? But I do hate the way people chew. I do. I don't like listening to it. And I know I'm a messy eater also, so I feel like I can say it. But I don't like the sounds make people when they're chewing. I don't like, I don't like any of it. So when Guy Fieri does it, yeah, it triggers me a whole lot.
One thing I said to Talia before I started this podcast is, I hope at some point I can bring up my salt organically about how much I hate the sound of people chewing with their mouths open.
Yeah.
And it happened, in the first 30 minutes of this podcast history. If we can get to talking about how people act on Vancouver buses.
Let's do it. I can go into that.
Yeah. I take a lot of transit. I live really far away from here. I actually live in the township of Langley.
I like how you called it a township.
Well, only because I saw an article today where there's flooding happening in my area, and they're like, Township of Langley. I'm like, hey, that's me! Also known as Walnut Grove. It takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to get to town. And, let me tell you, the people on transit are something. They love to talk to me.
Really?
Yeah, I just, I don't know, attract a certain type of person. I guess I have a friendly face that is open and welcome. I get a lot of people ask me what where things are, and I can't really tell them because I suck at directions. I'm like, it's by this landmark, and hopefully you won't get lost. But yeah, people on transit, because it is warmer months, people reek really bad. We're all crammed in there, and people just love lifting their armpits real rank and high in my face because they're tall and I am not so much. So
I never
lovely.
Thought about that, mm-hmm. like coming up to a armpit height on mm-hmm. on buses.
It's horrifying.
That's kind of a fresh kind of hell I've never experienced.
Yeah, it's a fresh kind of hell.
It's chilling, especially when you don't, or like the bus stops suddenly and you're like head and armpit. And it's wet, and you look up, and that person has no idea, like, how scarred you are now.
Or maybe they do, but there's nothing they can do about it.
That's even worse. Short person.
Yeah, it's like they're marking their territory, like a dog sprays.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Are we ready to do this reading? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not feeling totally confident about it because it's so different from my deck that I use usually. And also, I just feel like the energy wasn't really like focus or...
I did kind of spring it on you last second.
So I feel like kind of iffy just reading it. Like I can read it, but it's not really going to be that great. It's not going to be accurate, you know. So I don't really...
But we don't have to.
We don't have to?
No.
I just feel like, it's just not going to turn out that great. Like, it could, just for the sake of it, but it's just...
Well, why don't we do a real one at a later date?
Okay.
So, where were we? We were talking about the bus and the sweaty armpits.
My horrible blog post on Chaotica.
Oh, there was a lot more on there as well, but that bit really resonated with me. So you want to get rid of it?
Yeah, I have not written for it in a very long time, and I feel like I don't know, I'm so scared to look at it because what if I said something that was accidentally racist or sexist or just rude, you know what I mean? Because I never used to care about that. Before I started doing comedy, I was like, whatever, I got things to say, which is not, I mean, I guess for some people it works, but that's not who I am now as a comedian. So it's a little scary to know that I probably put something fucked up out there. Who knows, though? It might be all okay.
I didn't think it was too bad. Like, it was all in a bit of a comedic voice, but I didn't notice anything too inflammatory.
Oh, thank God.
Anyway, so you write for Reductress as well.
Yeah, right? I haven't in a little while, but I used to. Yeah, I've got some fun articles on there.
How did you get into doing that?
I think you gave me...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gave me a posting. Where did you find that?
Alistair posted it.
Cool,
yeah,
okay.
Founder of Instant Theater. He caught word of it. I don't even know how, but I saw a posting. I was like, Raquel wants to write. Yeah, she does. Sent it over her way, and then... Yeah, that was that.
And when I had first started doing it, they had just started also. Now it's blown up. It's so huge now. They have like hundreds of, I might be making numbers up, but I know that they have a ton of writers. I'll just say that. They have a ton of writers. They're getting so much publicity now. Like famous people are like liking all their stuff.
I thought it was part of The Onion.
No.
It's completely standalone?
Yeah.
Right. So, one of those other writers be Ali Entwistle as well from Nasty Women.
Yeah.
Who got started first in that, you or her?
Maybe her. I feel like that's something she... Mm. Yeah, probably her.
Well, and she didn't let you know before?
I wasn't... I became friends with Ali over the last couple of years. This would have been like 4 years ago.
Oh, right.
I just started... I guess when I started comedy 5 years ago, but I was doing like theater sports, so I didn't mingle with like Instant Theater or Blind Tiger at that point yet. So I became friends with everybody later.
So would you say theater sports is a bit more insular than the other schools?
Yeah, they have a really specific style, and it's so different than anything anybody else is doing. It's very like mainstream, very, I don't know the word for it, but
commercial.
Yeah, commercial.
Yeah, it seems like more for tourist sort
for
of things, because where it is as well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that for a very long time. Not very long time, maybe a few years, but anyways. They are very, like, stick to there, and then you become friends with everybody there, and you don't need to do anything else. You don't think you need to do anything else. Then you do everything else, and you're like, oh, okay.
Is that like the UCB cruise circuit?
Probably, yeah. Oh, man. Oh.
Carla, did you start at theater sports as well?
Yeah, actually, I started at theater sports as well. I took all my intro classes over there and then eventually made my way to rookie. But in between that time, I was studying also at Instant Theater. So I did a lot of classes there and got my feet wet over there. They had a great program called Conservatory, and I got my stage legs there for the first time. That was the first time that I ever performed in front of an audience outside of, like, elementary and high school like assemblies and such, but because of that, then I auditioned for Rookie League at VTSL, and then I started doing more stuff over there for a little bit.
And you guys met there, or?
Yeah, we
met at VTSL, part of the Rookie League program. I was just a newbie hanging out in the back.